Welcome to a special edition of the Post Podcast. Well, it's that time of year again, or maybe not quite. Budget 2019 is still 2 months away, but talk about what it will contain and not to mind the political positioning by those who want to stamp their mark in it is already underway. To discuss it, I'm joined by the Sunday Business Post political editor, Michael Brennan. Michael, I think that dreaded term, the fiscal space, has been banned after the past few years. But realistically, how much money are we talking about in this budget? How generous or otherwise might it be?
The short answer is about 800 million. And you're right, fiscal space has disappeared as a term. Pascal Donoghue says he prefers to talk about the options available to him. But in a nutshell, the budget's about 3.2 billion overall is what's there as extra spending for the government and room for tax cuts. But Pascal Donoghue has already said when you take out the extra spending on capital projects like new housing, new water projects, when you factor in the big spending commitments they made in last year's budget, such as increasing the pension and social welfare payments, you're down to that 800 million figure. Now, the big thing to watch out for in these next 2 months is, do they manage to find other ways of increasing that pot? For example, do they get rid of the hotel special 9% VAT rate, hike that back up to 13.5%? That looks like it's in big trouble, and that would bring in a couple of 100 million extra and allow them to give a few more goodies out in other ways.
And just as you mentioned that, how much opposition do you think the government could face on this VAT rate change for the hotel sector?
I think this has been a brilliant, for a start, a brilliant, not only a measure that certainly helped revive the hotel and restaurant sector during the economic downturn, it was also a great measure for lobbyists, because over the past several years, they've earned money lobbying to retain it, and they've been very successful, and they're at it again this year. The problem for the hotel sector in particular is people can see there is a boom in hotel nights in Dublin in particular, and in lots of parts of the country. The hotel rates are much better and earning more money for the hotels than they were a few years ago. So it's much harder for them to put on the poor mouth and say, we're struggling, we really need this tax cut. And I think there's a political necessity for the government in the last year of the conference supply agreement to come up with extra money. And that's why it's such a tempting target.
Now, Fine Gael, speaking of this confidence and supply agreement, Fine Gael has been sort of preempting demands by Fianna Fáil, saying that, you know, Fianna Fáil wants to spend recklessly, and I think their demands would amount to 1.5 billion against Pascal's more prudent approach, as they would have it. But this didn't stop Willie O'Dea did it from seeking a €5 increase for the pensioners. Now, he got credit for doing that in the last budget, but are we going to see another fiver for everyone again, do you think?
I think given the number of pensioners we have, how good they are voting, and you know the reason politicians want to reward them at budget time, I think it's very hard to see them not getting another €5. Put simply, they've gotten the last two budgets and they expect to get something similar again. The only difficulty is we are currently, because thankfully people are living longer, our pensions bill is just going through the roof every year. It's at about 5 or 6 billion at the moment. That's about a third of the social welfare budget in total. So the days of big €5 increases, you know, will have to come to an end at some stage, because the system will just collapse, or unless people want to pay more tax from their wages to pay for higher pensions, which I doubt. But the government are bringing a new system to tie pension increases to the cost of living. But I remember asking the Taoiseach a couple of months ago, would that apply for this budget? And he certainly didn't appear to want to start it for this budget. So I think we can take it as an indication that there will be good news for pensioners in budget 2019.
Yeah, and of course, it's been talked about as possibly the last budget before a general election, or in the lead up to a general election. Do you think as a political tactic, this is wise by Willie O'Dea to be, do you think he will get the praise for this? Or do you think it risks making Fianna Fáil look a little bit, I suppose, not as prudent as Fine Gael?
I think ultimately Fine Gael are probably going to row in behind this pension increase and try and claim credit for it themselves. So there's probably, and Willie is very good at claiming credit for some stuff. It doesn't seem to rebound on him too often. But I think you'll have to see a very aggressive line from Fianna Fáil on this budget, because with the prospect of an election coming up, they have to be seen to kick up a fuss and cause some trouble for Fine Gael. And that's what makes it such a tricky budget. You see Shane Ross with his daft Granny Grant suggestions, he's trying it on as well. So the ante has been upped a lot compared to even the past two budgets.
Yeah, and the Independent Alliance, speaking of claiming credit, they sort of came late to the table in last year's budget with their demands, so they're eager not to repeat those mistakes, I guess. They're making loud noises about, as you said, the Granny Grant, and they're also talking about reinstating the bereavement grant, which was abolished during the height of the austerity budgets.
That's right, and like it was known in some quarters as an undertaker's grant. It's about €850 you get when someone passes away, but the suspicion was always that that just went on to the cost of a funeral, and that if you reintroduce it as the Independent Alliance and Shane Ross want, then you'll see rates for funerals go up by around €850 as well. So I'm not so sure that the bereavement grant is the greatest idea, but the Independent Alliance, and especially Finian McGrath, have been on about that for years, so I can see why they're pushing it. I would have more sympathy for one of the other demands, though, a gambling tax to fund addiction services. Effectively, there's an easy option for the government to double the rate of betting tax from 1% to 2%. Now, a very successful lobbying campaign by the bookmakers, Paddy Power, etc., last year defeated that. But I think that will be back on the agenda again, and we'll see who gets the upper hand there.
Yeah, and it would be hard to argue against that tax. I think the gambling tax or the betting tax was cut throughout the Charlie McCreevy, the good years there. There's also, as well as balancing the books, there's a few loose ends to be tied up. Pascal Donoghue has a review of property tax underway, so it'll be hard for him to avoid doing something with property tax, won't it?
Yeah, I think that this is a sort of an issue where, you know, if he makes the wrong decision, his entire budget could be dominated by fallout from it. So I think he's going to tread very carefully. The issue with the property tax is it's been frozen since it came in 2013. It had been due to go up a couple of years ago, but the government extended it again to 2019, which is November next year. So Pascal Donoghue and the government have to make a decision what happens next year. And all indications are that they will try and change the system so that your house you still have to pay a bit more property tax if it goes up in value, but you don't suddenly face a situation where you're property tax bill is going from, say, 500 to 1,000 or 600 to 1,200, or even in case of a lot of people in outside of the main cities, from, say, €90 to €180, because, you know, not everybody is on the really high rates of it. So I think the concern for Pascal Donoghue and his officials is to come up with a sustainable solution so that in a couple of years' time, there isn't this cliff edge problem again where they have to look at the whole system. They just want to put in something that will gradually increase but not have this big jump.
And just lastly, this will be negotiated, or this budget will be presented against the backdrop of the renegotiation of the confidence and supply agreement. How tricky do you think that makes this budget politically?
I think it is difficult because you've seen some sparring already between Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin saying, no, you go first, with Leo Varadkar saying, I want the confidence supply extended for the budget. Micheál Martin saying, not so fast, I want it afterwards. And I think Micheál Martin is going to get his way because there's very little time left, and it's in the confidence supply agreement that it's at the end of 2018. So it just means that you're going to have more tension between them. But I think ultimately they both know that they both want to get a budget across the line. They have the Brexit negotiations to deal with as well, particularly for the government. So I think there should still be a budget agreement, but I think you'll see a bit more play acting than normal.
Where things will go after that is anyone's guess. That's it from the Post podcast for this week. Please join us next time.